Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Okay, it's not prediction time as much as it is recommendation time. Or how about both? There's no suspense over the number one pick. But what do you think the Bears will do with that number nine pick, and what should they do? And are they the same thing?
Well, I think that we had a lot of fun the other day contemplating what the Bears would do with the first four picks of quarterbacks and what would they give up to move up. And that's still on the table, I suppose. They could have a conversation. It's unlikely, though. Marvin Harrison Jr. likely will not end up a Chicago Bear tonight. I don't think they move up. I don't think they give up the draft capital. I don't think they move down. I think ultimately what's going to happen is they'll consider moving down. They can talk themselves into moving down. But I don't think they should move down, and I don't think they will. I think they stay put. The draft will fall. There'll be a couple offensive tackles go. There'll be four quarterbacks go. Maybe a defensive player goes, and the Bears will be on the clock at nine. And they will take Roma Dunze. They will take the wide receiver from Washington who is very polished. He's NFL ready. Fan base is going to love him. Caleb Williams already does. They've got a quick chemistry and rapport. He's met his future teammates already. He's run routes with them, maybe even included a little verbiage, as Dustin alluded to. This is the smart play. Sometimes the best option is the obvious one. And this one will be glaringly obvious to Ryan Poles. At number nine, the Chicago Bears select wide receiver Roma Dunze from Washington, and everybody in Chicago can celebrate the Bears winning the draft.
I love that idea, David. We've also had Fantasy Island, if you will, about them trying to get up and get Marvin Harrison Jr. That probably won't happen, but wow, would tomorrow be awesome if that did happen. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think somebody's going to jump right in front of them and take Roma Dunze. That's what I think is going to happen. So now you're going to be sitting there at number nine. And if it doesn't go quarterback, right away, if that doesn't happen and one of the quarterbacks that somebody is in love with is still there at number nine, then I think they might trade down, but not too far. And then we're going to find out how big of a say QB1 has in things. And if Roma Dunze gets taken off the board before the Bears have a chance to select him, this is what I predict happens. The Bears end up trading down, and the Bears within the top 15 picks of tonight's draft take the offensive tackle out of Penn State, Fashanu, the former teammate of Caleb Williams.
Yeah, okay. So the question is, what will the Bears do with the number nine pick? What should they do, and are they the same thing? I will predict the Bears trade down from the number nine pick. I wish they would stay there and take the wide receiver. I wish they would just accept whatever the gift is that they are given, be it an offensive tackle, be it a wide receiver. I would like them to stay at nine and pick a player. And if it's Roma Dunze, if it's Rome Doomsday, I will be the leader of the parade. I will be delighted if they can get that clock started on Doomsday. I'm all for it. So go ahead and do that. But they won't. They will trade down. They will recoup some of their lost draft capital, and they will do that. And I feel sure they will do that because I so don't want them to. So it's just almost like, you know, Mulligan's Law. Whatever I require, whatever I really want is going to go wrong for me. They might end up being better for it. I don't know. They'll take a defensive player at, you know, 11, 12, and then they'll get another pick later on. So, I honestly think that they're going to try to get cute and not just take the gift that's given them.
So Mulligan's Law leads to Murphy's Law, and they take the defensive tackle from Texas?
Maybe it's him. I don't know how far he falls.
I don't either.
I think he's one of those guys, David, that probably is a bit of a unicorn and might go higher than people have predicted in the draft because he's such a solo type of – he stands alone at that position.
Ryan Poles wakes up this morning feeling probably like the most fortunate general manager in the NFL, but I hope he also feels convicted to not worry about quantity and to focus on quality.
I hope you're right.
I hope that's the case.
I worry that you're not.
Because most executives are wired that way. They're thinking, well, we need the depth. We need to make this roster even harder to make.
When you are a draft guy and you are driven by being a draft guy and you've spent all this time on all these players, all you want is to take everyone. All you want is more bites at the apple. And if you got to do that, I would recommend trading your second-round pick from next year because you got two of those.
I think that's a good point. And also, this is where you talk about the defensive-minded head coach. This is the one time where I think this does matter. There's nobody really loudly in Ryan Poles' ear maybe to say, okay, just go for the wide receiver. Just go for one of those three guys if you can get them. I don't think you want to trade down. Stay at nine.
All right. 312-644-6767. That is our telephone number. We're going to get to your calls next. What do you want him to do? What's going to do? What did you think of the show yesterday? Are you hoping to get some bread? Are you anxious for some circus? Are you cautious about what the Bears have proposed? 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.